saudade do Márcio.
Game.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Look, Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman, he went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in, nicely done by Rayanne Fry. With a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but court. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed in to bring her foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Pringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Turned back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Get the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's high school basketball on Scores from Tip City. The Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road playing the Tip City Red Devils. Sydney 13-3 on the year, 10-0 in the GWAC American. Tip is 8-9 on the season, 4-6 in the GWAC American. Sydney ranked 13th in the state in Division I this week. You don't get any special brownie points for that. Hopefully Sydney won't have a letdown here tonight as a result. But as long as the Yellow Jackets, Chuck, remain up there in the state rankings, finish out the year like they should and close with a 19-3 regular season mark, a lofty seeding should be in store.
Well, I mean, the Division One, they beat Trotwood, who's Division Two,
right.
But Trotwood's also probably better than most Division One schools in the area. That was a huge win for them, and that's gonna propel them. But you're right. They had trouble with Tip the first time, but they weren't playing great basketball at the beginning of the season.
Right.
And now I think they're playing their best, but you got to build on that. You got to keep going. You can't come into a game that you should win by 20 and coast. You got to keep the same attitude and the same desire. And that's what's going to make them really good when it comes tournament time.
Exactly. You've got to sustain what you've built over the past few weeks, including that huge triumph last Friday night over Trotwood by a score of 69-67. Sydney's won four in a row. Tip has won 4 of 5. First meeting between the two clubs back in December, Sydney 1-7. Final score really wasn't indicative of the game. Sydney led by 15-20 in the third quarter of that game. Tip, though, made 9 3-pointers to 1 for Sydney. Andre Gordon splashed in a triple. That was it for Sydney. Tip has got to make threes in this game tonight. Somehow or other, Tip's got to play Sydney close to even on the boards. And Tip's got to virtually eliminate the live ball turnovers, Chuck. Sydney will make hay with transition baskets if Tip turns it over in the half court.
Well, I agree that Tip has to shoot the ball from the outside. They're going to have to shoot threes. The key is they're going to have to make threes.
Yep.
Because if you're shooting threes and Sydney's getting the rebound, they're going to run on you. And quickness-wise, there's not going to be any comparison of the two teams tonight.
Head coach John Willoughby of Sydney, Chuck, has done a terrific job. Wow, the implementation of the zone last Friday by him, the execution of it by his players, in both cases, outstanding. That turned the tide in that game. It made Trotwood think on offense rather than just go run and play, and Trotwood did not like to have to think too much in the half court.
No, I talked to John after the game, and I told him one of the best coaching strategies that I've ever seen, and he kind of blew it off. He said, well, thanks, but he's a humble guy, but he's a humble guy that knows what he's doing.
Joel Visser, head coach at Tip City, second year as the mentor of the program. He's been here at Tip several seasons, been closely involved with football on that staff, closely involved with baseball on that staff in the past, also connected with basketball. Now he's been in charge the last two seasons. And he told me several minutes ago, Chuck, we have got to defend the dribble drive by Sydney. If we don't, Sydney will get down below the foul stripe. We'll have to help. They'll dish, and it's going to be lights out.
Well, I mean, it's easier said than done.
Yes.
They have to try to stop that. But Trotwood tried to stop that by running 2 and 3 guys at Gordon, and all he did in the first quarter was kind of effective. Second quarter, a little semi-effective. Third quarter, he found Roberts for all kinds of baskets, and then he went crazy in the fourth quarter. It's just really hard to defend a team with this many weapons.
Yeah, I'd agree with you 100%. I thought Trotwood maybe sold out on Andre too much. 20, 25 feet from the basket. Why would you try to sandwich him with two defenders? He's not a real good three-point shooter. Yes, if he gets below the arc and has some room to operate, he's dangerous. But all too often in the second half, Gordon got the ball down inside the arc to a teammate, and from then on into the basket, it was 4-on-3 Sydney.
Well, you know, I think Trotwood came into that game, and I know the coaches understood, but the kids were thinking, this is one of those GWAC North teams. We ran over everybody for years in the GWAC North, and I don't think they came in as serious as they needed to be. I've never seen a team come in with their warm-ups with the hoods on. That was kind of cool to see. But, no, they got a lesson Friday night. They got an absolute lesson in how to play basketball.
Yeah, sure did. Andre Gordon with 19. Rontez Roberts, 18. He played a flawless game.
Terrific.
Oh, he was outstanding. Isaiah Bowser dropped in 10 more. As I mentioned, the first time these two clubs met, Sydney won 80-73. It was a 40-23 game at the half, 61-42 at the end of three. Andre Gordon ripped the cords for 31, and Tip head coach Joel Visser said, we can't let him have more than two-thirds of that number tonight. Well, so what's that, 21?
Right in the 20-21 range. That would be my goal for Gordon, but that's, again, they're so talented every place else that even if you shut him down, Roberts is going to score on you, Bowser's going to score on you, Rogers is going to score on you. I mean, they just got too many people that you got to defend.
Yeah, those three, Bowser, Roberts, and Rogers, added 16, 16, and 11 for Sydney to augment Andre Gordon's 31 in that first meeting won by Sydney, 80-73. Two men were in double figures for Tip in that game. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 scored 8 points or better. Caden Smith led the way with 14. Quentin Williams added 13. Tyler Skaggs had 9. Adam Grishup had 8. Zach Boniface had 8. Josh Wildermuth had 6. Sydney did a real good job on Boniface, Tip's leading scorer on the year, limiting him to just 3 field goals in that game. Wildermuth shook loose for 4 threes in that game. Caden Smith had 3 triples. Sydney's got to shut that down here tonight. One thing for sure, Coach Visser said, we won't hold back. We'll push it. We'll run with Sydney in this game this evening.
Well, and that's how Sydney scores 80 points. But I don't think there's anything they can do about it. If they try to pattern the ball and kind of, if you try to pass it around the perimeter, all they're going to do is turn it and lose it and not even get a chance to score. So, you know, and I've kind of abused Sydney a little bit for that Tip City game, but I didn't realize they were 16-1. I mean, I don't know how they did it. I mean, they might be doing it with mirrors because I know they didn't shoot threes against everybody else like they did that night against the Yellow Jackets.
Right.
But I know Sydney would love to have another crack at them. Unfortunately,
sure.
They're Division II.
Sure. The Destiny is in front of Sydney with regard to the GWOC American. 5 league games remaining, all in the GWOC North. And if Sydney can win out, Chuck, Trotwood cannot catch Sydney. Sydney would finish 15-0 and win the GWOC American. Of course, this game tonight against Tip is a GWOC North game and an American Conference game. Troy coming up on Friday, a non-league game at St. Mary's on Saturday, which we will cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. At Piqua, February 10th, that's a league game. Home with Vandalia on the 14th of February, that's a league game. And then a closing encounter at Greenville on Friday night, February 17th. If things go according to plan, which head coach John Wildermuth and his players hope, that contest at Greenville on February 17th could be for a 15-0 mark in the GWOC American and 19-3 on the season, an outright GWOC American championship.
Well, I don't think they'll get beat. The only thing they could do is they could lose a game, but I don't think anybody's going to beat them.
Right.
They could come out and play poorly enough that maybe somebody could get them. I don't think Troy or Pickler's got a shot at them. Vandalia maybe. That's a Sydney, though, right?
That game is at Sydney.
So they've already played down at Butler, which is sometimes a tough place to play.
Yes.
So, yeah, they should be... I will be shocked if they're not 15-0.
Yeah, Sydney won at Butler in overtime in that first meeting on December 20th, 43-42. Very difficult place in which to shoot, especially for the first half or so. The home game against Greenville was won by Sydney by 9. Those would appear to be more than likely the two toughest challenges remaining in the GWOC American for Sydney. Home with Vandalia on February 14th at Greenville, February 17th. And, of course, the second I say that, if Sydney suffers a letdown tonight, Tip can shoot the ball well from long range. If you don't challenge them on the arc, you've got to have a hand in the face and find the players from the three-point line. That was the objective of the Tip JVs. In fact, maybe too much so. Trailing before with a half minute left to the Sydney JVs, Tip could have driven the ball to the basket, gotten within 2, but they wanted to shoot the 3 ball down 4 and dribbled it for 20 seconds plus and never got a real good look.
No, I don't even think they got a shot off on that possession.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. He is also selling promotional items, specialty advertising items for you, shirts, banners, mugs, pens, work uniforms, over 200,000 items that can be customized. Check with Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He is at Tossum. That is the part of his business which is selling specialty advertising items. Tossum, T-O-S-S-U-M. Contact him at Adam at Tossum, T-O-S-S-U-M.com. Phone him at 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice at Tossum with specialty advertising items. And he has also maintained his fine computer service business at Adams Tech Solutions, providing remote management, upgrades, tutoring. Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, 538-6948. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, thank you very much, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In Sydney, John Hemp Imagery, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, Sydney Car Care in Sydney. In Rushi, we salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. On the web with us since last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. We've got the starting lineups in the start of tonight's game. Sydney on the road against Tip City here at Tip City High School. Action coming up momentarily on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Sydney Yellow Jackets have just been introduced. Isaiah Bowser at a forward spot, 6 feet tall, a senior. Devin Rogers in the middle, 6'2", a junior. Rotez Roberts at a wing, 6'2", a sophomore. Andre Gordon, 21 points a game, 6'1", a sophomore. And Josiah Hudgens, 6 feet tall and a sophomore, comprising the starting five for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Here's the opening five for Tip City. Attired in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Zach Boniface opens up at a guard. He's a 5'10 senior, good three-point shooter. Cade Gingrich, looks like Gingrich, but pronounced Gingrich, 6'2", a junior at a wing position. Caden Smith on the wing, 6'1", a junior, also a good three-point shooter. Quentin Williams, 6'2", a senior, is at a guard. And also in the opening five, Adam Grishop, spelled G-R-I-E-S-H-O-P, pronounced Grishop, 6'2", and a senior. Several young men will come off the bench for head coach Joel Visser at Tip, including Josh Wildermuth, Tyler Skaggs, and Noah Bledsoe. Sydney in the road, black. Black numerals trimmed in gold. The gold S on the side to the shorts. Opening tip to start the game is smacked into backcourt, where it's tracked down on the play by Devin Rogers. Rogers up the floor to Andre Gordon. We are on the floor right at midcourt, about three steps from the boundary. Here's Sydney throwing inside to Devin Rogers right away. He turns. He's short on the four-footer, and Tip comes away with the rebound. Played a half minute, no score. 25 feet away straight on Caden Smith. Gives it up to Gingrich. Back to Smith. He drives baseline right. Pulls up. Banker. Seven-footer. Short. Rebound volleyballed around. Smith got it back. Handed off to a teammate, Boniface. In on the 15-footer. Boniface had an opening. He launched and scored. Here's Andre Gordon down the floor in a hurry. In the lane. Double team. Triple team. Low in the left to Bowser. Muscles to the rim. No good. Rebound tip. Stolen by Bowser. All the way to the basket. Foul on Tip. That is one of those defensive rebounds, Chuck, that head coach Joel Visser of Tip is saying right now to his players, we had it, but then we did not have it.
Well, you get the ball, you got to protect. You got to turn away. I mean, Bowser, all those hands out there are so quick.
Right. Free throw, Isaiah Bowser up and in. Bowser connects at the stripe. It's 2-1 in favor of Tip. Second free throw here. Bowser bounces around, comes off. Tip's got the rebound. Tip down the floor outside the arc, near side. It is Smith. Smith throws down into the lane to a teammate. Little short runner from 5 feet away is up and in. Gingrich got the field goal. Tip's made two fairly easy buckets so far here in the first of minute 15. 4-1 in favor of Tip. Here's Sydney in the corner. Andre Gordon down inside to Rogers. He's triple-teamed, and the rebound's punched away by Tip. Here comes Tippecanoe down the floor in a hurry. Foul line passed off to Caden Smith. He hits a cutter driving down the lane. Oh, what a feed to Adam Grishop for the field goal. Tip pressing in backcourt. Tip with a quick 6-1 burst in the first 2 minutes. Andre Gordon up the floor, left side to Hudgens. Deep on the left side to Bowser, right in front of the Tip bench. Gave it to Andre Gordon. Ball lobbed out back to Josiah Hudgens. Deep into the left corner, Andre Gordon. He's doubled into the lane. Devin Rogers maneuvers with his hand. Might have gotten away with a walk. Foul against Tip on the floor. Thought he shuffled, Chuck. It wasn't blown. Sydney will get the ball out of bounds. Zach Boniface, 12 points a game on the year for Tip. Caden Smith at 10. Josh Wildermuth, a sub at 8. Quentin Williams at 8. Cade Gingrich at 4. Good, well-rounded scoring, but Tip. Here's a long three-point try by Sydney. Good from way outside. Josiah Hudgens was left wide open. Nobody blinked an eye when he caught the ball, and he drained it. 6-4 in favor of Tip. Look out. Here's Tip. Blasting right down the lane. It's Caden Smith. Nobody guarded him, unmolested. He ripped right through the Sydney defense. Easy layup, 8-4. Tip leads it. 5:26 left here in the first quarter. Straight away, ball goes to Hudgens. Pitch and catch with Roberts. Back to Hudgens. Line drive three-pointer. Hit the back iron. Rebound knocked around. Grishop's got it for Tip. Hand off in backcourt to Caden Smith. 5:11 left in the first. 8-4 Tip. Not the kind of beginning head coach John Willoughby wanted. Zach Boniface has the ball 25 feet away. He's picked up by Hudgens. Oh, here's anticipation by Bowser on the deflection, the steal. All the way to the rim, high off the glass because he's pushed. Shot was no good. He was walloped on the backside. Two free throws, Isaiah Bowser. The pass wasn't as telegraphed as much as Bowser anticipated beautifully.
Yeah, definitely a combination of the two.
Bowser at the stripe. Two free throws here for Sydney. Up and swish. 8-5. Tip leads by three.
I thought that was a Trotwood thing when he had everybody off the line when they were shooting free throws, but I guess maybe it's a new strategy.
Yes, yeah, Sydney with 3-4 young men back on defense. Nobody along the lane. I guess counting on Bowser to make them both, which he does. 8-6. Tip in the lead by two. Oh, look at that drive by Gingrich. Hand off to Smith. All the way to the rim. No, he left it short. Had a couple Sydney men beaten. Yellow Jackets have fallen asleep on defense so far. And we've got action away from the ball against Sydney. Moving screen was set. Yellow Jacket player used the forearms. Sydney had a chance to tie, but gives it right back to Tip.
Well, when Alec Gordon fouls you, you know it.
Alec Gordon now on the floor for Sydney. Here's Boniface driving into the lane for Tip. Pulls up outside the paint area. Dishes that inside of the postman. Here's an awkward fall away by Grishup. No good, short, deflected. Bodies fly to the floor. Down hard goes Grishup. Sydney came away with a rebound. Game is temporarily halted as Grishup hops back up. 8-6 Tip leads. 4:24 to go here in the first. Ow! Here is token pressure being applied now by Boniface in backcourt. Oh, my goodness, he stole it. It was Boniface against three Sydney players. He tipped the ball away and cleverly generated the steal. Well, right now, Chuck, Sydney sleepwalking a little bit against Tip. Far right wing, Boniface has the ball for Tip. Gives it up ahead of the key to Gingrich. Outside the arc on the left to Caden Smith. Smith dribbles, doubled momentarily. Left flank to Quentin Williams. Fakes right, goes left, slides to the floor, goes all the way down to the hardwood, and coughed it up out of bounds beneath the rim. Don't know if you hear it, Chuck, but I hear some crackling in my headset. Are you clear on your end?
I'm clear.
Oh, there you go. I'm clear now. There you go.
I just took a kid to my back.
I saw the young man come through right behind us here at Press Row. That was a charging foul, wasn't it?
A clipping.
8-6, Sydney down two in the lane. Alec Gordon, fadeaway 10-footer, got it. Game tied at 8, 3.5 to go, first quarter. Here's Tip over the timeline. It is Caden Smith, far right wing to Boniface, dribbles between the legs. And Bowser tried to flick it away. He's called for a real cheap foul, 20 feet from the rim.
Looked like all ball to me.
Yeah, I don't think I would have called that. No advantage was gained. The Tip player retained the ball comfortably. Maybe I'm being a little critical here at the start. Tip inbounds to midcourt. That Trotwood-Sydney game was beautifully officiated. There was only maybe a call or two I could even think about questioning.
And when you got that many athletes out there, that's not a bad game.
You're exactly right. That's a tremendous officiating job. Here is Tip in the post. Little turnaround, 10-foot J by Cade Gingrich at 6'2". No good, rolled off the iron. Gets stuck back in by Adam Grishup. 10-8, Tip in the lead. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Top of the circle, Bowser. Right wing Hudgens, line drive, three ball, drills it. That's a couple of them for Hudgens.
We didn't really talk much about him before the game. That kid can flat out shoot it.
11-10, Sydney in front by a point. Here's Boniface right down the lane for Tip. Scoops it up, left hand on the run. Banks an eye off the glass, down and through. Good drive by Boniface of Tip, which leads 12-11, 2:22 to go here in the first quarter. Gordon top of the key, Bowser, deep left corner. It goes to Rotez Roberts, swirls around to the top. Hands off to Hudgens. Let's see if Tip checks him a little more closely now that he has popped in a couple. Here's Gordon, foul stripe. Right wing Hudgens, he's on the arc. Dribbles through the head of the key, hands off to Roberts, left side of the floor, 1:55 left in the first. Ball given up by Roberts. He gets it back. Goes foul line extended left. Gordon. Gordon arches up a 16-footer, barely caught iron. Rebound down to Tip's Boniface. So far, Tip holding its own on the boards. Here's a deep three, right corner Tip. Man left open. Wow, Quentin Williams, all net, 22-footer.
That's that book and the cover thing. I mean, you watched Tip warm up and thought this is going to be a route, but these kids can play.
Oh, they can light it up. Another line drive three ball, straight on Hudgens, Sydney. It clanged off the rim. It ricocheted into the corner, deflected last by Tip and out of bounds. 15-11 in favor of Tip. A minute 24 left to go here in the first quarter. Chase Conrad on the floor now for Sydney. He made a huge three-pointer in the win over Trotwood. Baseline right. Bowser enters to Gordon. Deep in the right corner. He's barely touched it in this game so far for Sydney. Tip's done a real nice job on him. Over guarding right there on Tip. A foul. Sydney will throw in the right corner. A minute 18 to go in the first. Tip leads 15-11. Bowser looking, throws a bullet pass out on top to Conrad, gives it up to Alec Gordon, dumps it baseline left to Bowser, back to Alec at the foul line, fadeaway 16-footer, rattled out, no good, strong rebound, Rogers, he muscles up and in for two. 15-13, Tip in the lead by a bucket. Here's Tip out of control, down the floor hastily, ball's lost in the corner, oh, it's stolen, what a save by Andre Gordon, he hurled it back in, backhanded. Flicked it down the floor to a teammate. Tip eventually broke it up. Boy, that was an all-time hustle play by Andre.
That was a great hustle play on both ends because then at the other end, Gingrich hustled back and tipped the ball away because we were getting ready to see a dunk.
Yeah, Tip broke it up. Good move by Gingrich. You're right, Sydney was going to get a flush. 15-13, Sydney down two. Baseline right, Conrad. Little pick and roll down inside to a teammate, Alec Gordon. He rimmed the six-footer. Loose ball, rebound, Bowser. He goes up, he's stripped and fouled. 15-13, Tip, 46.3 to go in the first. Sydney had a brief lead, 11-10 in this game. And two free throws here for Bowser for Sydney, shooting for the tie. Good on the first one. That is a positive sign. What, three free throws by Isaiah? He's made two of three, I think.
He's made four out of five.
Four out of five.
They're getting ready to shoot his sixth.
80%. We will take that every single Sydney basketball game. Five out of six for Sydney at the stripe. Isaiah connects again. Game tied up at 15-15. Dribbling in the right corner, Caden Smith for Tip. On top to Ben Sauls is in now, S-A-U-L-S. He is a 5'9" freshman, and Sauls has got the ball at side court, being pursued tightly by Chase Conrad, who caused the turnover.
He stepped out of bounds.
15-15. Here's Sydney with a chance to take the lead at the end of the first quarter. Andre Gordon drives hard to midcourt. He's trying to fend off pressure defense on the play by Sauls of Tip. Sauls is all over him, riding him shoulder to shoulder, and he's called for the personal and common foul. Tip getting itself in some hot water. That's six fouls on Tip already. And Sydney's in the 1-on-1 the entire second period of this game. 20 seconds to go in quarter number one. 15-15 tie. Bowser retreats to the scorer's table, far side of the court. As Sydney spreads it out, milks the clock down to 12-11. Now Andre circles beneath the rim from one corner to the other. Bowser can't get him the ball. Bowser goes ahead and shoots a long 30-footer. It hits the rim and then bounds to the floor into the corner out of bounds. That play didn't materialize. Tip covered it up very well. First quarter's in the book, Sydney 15, Tip 15, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed. guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star Relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Jack and Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com from here at Tip. 15-15 tie. We start quarter number two. Sydney was buoyed in that first quarter. Fine free throw shooting Isaiah Bowser and a couple of long-range bombs by Mr. Hudgens. Here is Tip with the ball to start quarter number two. A quick reverse layup is tried way up in the air. Backboard, rim, no good. Rebound, Sydney. Here's Conrad down in the corner to Alec Gordon. Straightaway pass dealt to Bowser. Andre comes out on top. Ball is skipped cross-court to Conrad, who sizes up a long one. A bomb hit the rim short. No good. Rebound, Tip. Quickly on the floor, Caden Smith. He stops and pops. 22-footer. It hit the rim of the backboard. No good. Rebound, Karam to Alec Gordon. Out ahead to Conrad. Conrad on the bounce for Sydney. Chase on the dribble, 6 foot sophomore guard. He gave it up, flipped it to Bowser. No one covers him up. And there's a rainbow by Bowser, a deep three from the right side, all cord. And Sydney's got a 3-point edge, 18-15. Good assist by Conrad. Here is Boniface entering the lane for Tip. He's in among the trees. Tried to fake like he was fouled. Ref didn't buy it. Rebound down to Sydney. Andre Gordon down the floor to Conrad. He sprints into the lane around one player, another. He is mauled at the rim. Foul on Tip. 18-15, Sydney by three. Tip led 15-11. Seven straight by Sydney, spanning the end of the first, start of the second. Chase Conrad, free throw line for Sydney. Head coach John Willoughby, Chuck, developing a pretty nice bench. You want to have eight or nine that you can interchange, spell your starters, and that's what he's got going on right now.
Well, one of the nice things about that is four of those young men are sophomores.
Right. It is a youthful team. Conrad makes a free throw, misses one. Rebound left corner, scooped up by Alec Gordon. He dances along the baseline, goes right to the rim, and drops it through. Nice play, Alec Gordon. 21-15, Sydney. Uh-oh, here's Tip beating Sydney's pressure. A shot is blocked, though, by Gordon at the rim. Wildermuth tried to lay it in with the left hand, and Gordon smacked it high off the window. Here's Conrad down the floor for Sydney. Inside to Rogers. Baseline right, Alec Gordon. He pops from 15, way short. Rebound down to Tip. Steal at midcourt. Andre Gordon drives with the left hand, a runner off the backboard rim, no good. Look at that rebound. Isaiah Bowser goes to work on the inside. And the Sydney Yellow Jackets have ripped off 12 in a row. 23-15 Sydney. 6 minutes left until halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Sydney Yellow Jackets have bolted to an 8-point lead in the first 2 minutes here of the second quarter after trailing by four late in the first. Sydney on a run, Tip down the floor trying to interrupt this streak of Sydney points. It's at 12 in a row. Here's a foul line, Jay, but Tip, good. Adam Grisham took the pass at the high post, and the 6'2 senior pivoted and drained the shot.
It was supposed to be a backdoor play. He fumbled the pass, and he turned around and went, okay, I'll just make a shot.
Yep. By that time, the back door wasn't there.
Yeah, it was closed.
Here is Gordon, 25 feet away for Sydney. He's being chased by two men, lost the dribble, got it back. Here's Rotez Roberts, good ball rotation, down inside to Rogers, broken up a Tip, saved in bounds by Tip, off the leg of Rogers, out of bounds to the Red Devils. Good hustle play down inside by Grisham. Fine defense by Caden Smith. They made it happen for Tip. Turnover, Sydney. 5:12 left, second quarter. In the right corner, Smith with the ball. Spin move. Works down within 3 or 4 feet. Goes up to shoot eventually. And then Gordon, Andre, gets a fist on it. Blocks it. Drives it into the Sydney bench out of bounds. Boy, Andre Gordon has got some hops, Chuck.
Woo. Yeah. We saw a dunk last year against Pickwood. It was one of the best I've ever seen in a high school game.
6'2". He plays like 6'7 or 6'8". Here's Boniface. Foul line for Tip. On the arc. Handoff to Josh Wildermuth, 6'4", junior. Ball entered into the lane to Grishup. Back to the basket. Now to Smith, 25 feet away. Gordon on him. Good switch by Sydney out high. Smith on the bounce. Delivers to Grishup. Back to Smith. Deep right corner. Three. High Archer. Yes. Outstanding shooter, Caden Smith. He lobs one in from distance, 23-20. Sydney by three, 4.5 to go, second quarter. High post, it goes from Andre Gordon to Devin Rogers. He spins, tries to maneuver toward the basket, and Tip pokes it out of his hands, out of bounds. A breather for Caden Smith for Tip. Oh, he's got fine form on that three-point jump shot. Here's Sydney inbounding, coming to the basket toward Andre Gordon, or I should say Isaiah Bowser, the playmaker, is Devin Rogers. Before the ball can be fed in, Sydney guilty of a foul away from the action.
Yeah, they called it on Rogers for his screen, but I'm not sure how you can call a foul on him. He could screen three people at once.
Moving screen on Devin. Tip's got the ball, a chance to tie with a triple. 4:13 to go, second quarter. Here's a cross-court pass by Tip, broken up by Sydney. Tip gets it back, then ripped away by Rogers. Down the floor to Bowser. A scooper with the left hand is good.
Bowser's got 12.
Wow. Isaiah's hot tonight. Shooting free throws well. Good floor game. Fine board work. He is excelling all around for Sydney this evening. 25-20. Jackets up five. Far right wing, Zach Boniface enters the lane. The 5'10 player gets out of trouble, throws it off left side of the court to Gingrich, back out to Boniface. Andre Gordon paired against him. Here is Boniface, herky-jerky move, splits a couple defenders, a reach against Sydney. Team foul five on Sydney. Tip's been over the limit since the end of the first quarter.
You're not going to make a living trying to get into the lane of trying to shoot over these Sydney athletes.
Nope. Boniface only is 5'10". Looks maybe an inch shorter than that. He's tried to penetrate a few times with no success. Tip ball. 5-point lead, Sydney. Mid-post area, Wildermuth. Turns. 16-foot fall away. Wow. Bingo! He's got it.
That's a tough shot right there.
6'4 junior, Josh Wildermuth on target. 25-22, Sydney. Tip hangs around. Far right wing. It is Hudgens for Sydney. Rotated left side to Rotez Roberts. On top, Bowser. It goes to Hudgens in the right corner. Deflected out of bounds off Wildermuth of Tip. 3:01 left in the second. Lead for Sydney, three.
If Boniface is 5'10", his mom measured him.
I like that. Inbounded to Hudgens, to Bowser, sets up, shoots the three. Boy, it's a skyscraper from the corner. No good. Long rebound, though, Sydney. How many points for Andre Gordon so far?
Gordon hasn't scored.
He's got zero, averaging 21.
I think he's only gotten one shot up.
Oh, here's a good look. Wow, what a pass. Rotez Roberts found Devin Rogers down on the inside. That was a laser pass by Rotez.
And Roberts hadn't scored either, so they've scored 27 points with the two of their top scorers shut out so far.
Right, 27-22 on that feed by Roberts to Rogers. Tip countering, baseline right. Here's a fall-away 10-footer, crammed out of bounds. Trying to lift and shoot that J was Grishup. Sydney swallowed up the ball, hit the end line. Tip will throw in with 2:21 to go, second quarter. Ball entered into the lane. Clearly a travel on Quentin Williams. He staggered. Fine D by Sydney. He took steps. That's the call.
Well, when you're up against a team that's blocking this many shots, you can tell your kids, hey, it doesn't mean anything. Keep playing. But in these kids' heads, it's getting there.
Oh, yeah. Psychologically, you know that every shot down below the foul line could get altered. Left side of the floor. Sydney's got it. It is Roberts on the bounce. Skips it cross court for Hudgens. Airmails it high and out of bounds. 27-22, Sydney, 2:04 to go second quarter. Tip stays within striking distance.
Going to go 2-3 now, Yellow Jackets.
Head coach John Willoughby shifts into his zone. Here's Caden Smith, deep right corner. Another shot blocked. Wow. That was a launch by Boniface. And again, Sydney swallowed up the jumper coming out of nowhere. Who got a piece of that, Chuck?
Roberts. He knocked it out in the hallway.
Rontez Roberts crammed that one. A minute 52 to go, second quarter. Ball lobbed to Caden Smith out back. 2-3 zone, Sydney. Right side of the floor, Quentin Williams. Skips it near side. Now Gingrich has it. On the dribble, Quentin Williams. Shot fake, Caden Smith. Ball entered, foul line left. Fall away 14-footer. Missed on the play by Wildermuth, but tipped in. Williams, what a rebound shot by Quentin Williams. Here's Sydney down the floor in a quick pace second quarter. Shot to the rim. Bowser in traffic. No, short. Rebound tip. Other end of the floor. Long throw to Smith. He can't get it to go. Sydney's got it back. 3-on-2, Andre Gordon. What a spin move. It rolled off, though. Rebound Caden Smith of tip. 27-24. Tip within three. A minute to go, first half. Ball skipped across court. Great catch by Wildermuth to keep it from going out of bounds. Into the lane, hits a teammate. Here's a swan dive shot. Laid up on the play by Aaron Hughes in off the bench. A 6'2 senior missed it short. Rebound out of bounds to Sydney. 54.6 to go. A lot of action up and down the floor here in the last minute. Not much to show for it.
Well, neither team scoring a lot here in this quarter.
Yellow Jackets need a solid possession to end the first half. Didn't have a good one to close out the first quarter. Here's Hudgens, left corner Roberts. Out on top to Bowser. 36 ticks left in the clock in the second. Sydney up three. Roberts dribbling, being pursued by Grishop out high. Baseline left, Bowser. Bowser tightropes the baseline. Flips out back to Gordon. He's double-teamed. Pulls up outside the lane on the right. Missed the seven-footer, and Sydney fouled over the back.
Yeah, Andre's going to have to go in at halftime and regroup because he's trying to force some stuff now, and he's just not shooting well, and it starts to get in his head.
Yeah, Andre, on that possession, tried hard to squeeze between a couple tip players. There wasn't much room, and because of the tightness, his shot was affected, and now Tip can cut it to one or tie this game before the halftime. 16 seconds to go, Tip ball. At midcourt, Caden Smith. And now for Sydney off the bench is a new player, Ryan Hines. Here's a baseline, Jay. Missed on the play, but Tip. Rebound, Sydney. Stolen back by Tip with a second left. Tip fires beneath the rim, through the man's hands, out of bounds. Great opportunity for a Tip. Goes awry. 4/10 of a second remaining. Inbounded by Sydney, and that's it. Well, despite the fact that the Sydney Yellow Jackets have gotten zero to minimal production from Andre Gordon and Rontez Roberts here in the first half, Sydney does lead by three. 27-24 over Tip on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness then hand bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. We're here at Dip. Sydney owns a short three-point lead, 27-24 over Dip at the halftime break. Coming into this game, Andre Gordon averaging 20.8 points per game. Rontez Roberts, 11.6 points a game. That's 32 points a game between them, Chuck. They should have a combo of 16 by my math here at the halftime, but they don't.
No, they haven't scored yet. I mean, but Bowser's taken up the slack offensively. Hudgens hit those two big threes in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So they've picked up in other spots. That's why they're a good basketball team. They've got a 13-11 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. They turned it five times. Tip City only turned it seven. That's pretty bodes well for Tip City in the second half if they can continue that.
Mm-hmm.
Tip has not been to the free throw line, but they've been really relying on shooting the ball from the outside. Sydney went there eight times, made six of them. Quentin Williams leads the Red Devils with seven. They got five from Caden Smith, four from Boniface. They got four from Grishop. They got two from Gingrich. They got two from Wildermuth. They scored 15 and 9, 24 for the first half. Bowser has 12 for the Yellow Jackets, and they drop down to Hudgens with six, four each from Devin Rogers and Alec Gordon. One free throw from Jace Conrad. They scored 15 and 12, 27-24 at the half, which is a little bit surprising.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney brings you our halftime report. Chuck, this Tip Club is no Wapakoneta, which beat Sydney early in the year with great outside shooting, but this Tip team can't be taken for granted. It's a good jump shooting club.
They're doing a good job. I mean, they're keep going into the lane. I know they probably had the ball blocked seven or eight times, but they haven't shied away from that. They shoot it pretty well. They haven't turned the ball over a bunch, and they're holding their own on the boards against Sydney. Sydney's got to pick up the defensive pressure because Gordon didn't score, and Roberts didn't score, and has a lot to do with, well, Boniface is playing great. He's really denying Gordon the basketball on the pass.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they should be able to pick up the pressure, get some steals, some easy baskets, and kind of they need to push the lead out here. They need to be up double figures going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, first 3 or 4 minutes, second half, very, very important for Tip. Seven turnovers, as you mentioned, for Tip so far. Head coach Joel Visser would be happy with just 14 for the game.
That's not enough for Sydney.
No,
Sydney,
right.
Sydney can't, has to turn them over more than that, and they got to have a better rebounding advantage.
Splendid first half for Isaiah Bowser for Sydney. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets 27, Tip 24 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Attention, veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits now. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. So we would like to alert all veterans and their surviving spouses and any other veterans you might know of, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 498-7282. Brookins in Fort Loramie, one of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Halftime score, Sydney 27 and Tip 24. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a Sydney cheerleader, an outstanding academic student, Ava Money, sophomore cheerleader at Sydney, a 4.0 GPA, daughter of Blake Money. She cheers for football, active in student government, takes part in competition cheer. She's a teacher's aide at Sydney High School. She has a brother, Tyson, in the sixth grade, a sister, Tatum, in the third. She would like to go on to Ohio State eventually and pursue a career as a dental hygienist. Ava Money, sophomore cheerleader at Sydney, daughter of Blake Money, outstanding 4.0 GPA at Sydney High School for Ava Money. She's under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Do not miss out on great savings on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings at GoffneyFurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. That's Goffney Furniture on the web at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Second quarter about to, or I should say second half about to get started. Sydney possession. Andre Gordon to inbound the basketball right in front of us. The five that started the game for Sydney on the floor. Bowser, Andre Gordon, Hudgens, Roberts, and Rogers. Ball lobbed in. Gordon to Bowser in backcourt. He's being chased all around by Zach Boniface. Ball delivered to Gordon. Now Boniface switches off on him. Bowser's got it. Left corner, double teamed. Into the post to Roberts. Ball rotated around on top to Hudgens. Straight away, Bowser. Good looking three ball from there. A little short. Online, hit the rim, kicked away. Here's Boniface scurrying down the floor, gives up to Caden Smith, deep right corner. Steps inside the arc, line drive, pull up, 15-footer, hit the flange. Comes down to Devin Rogers of Sydney. We played 35 seconds, third quarter, no one scored. Each team a possession. 27-24, Sydney up three. Left-handed dribble, Hudgens. Right corner, Bowser. Bowser way behind the arc, doesn't shoot. Delivers between the rings to Rotez Roberts. Deep right corner, goes to Bowser. Bowser dribbles around one man, knocked away by Tip. Picked back up by Roberts. Cross court to Hudgens. He sizes up a three, missed it hard. Rebound tipped away by Tip City. Scooting after it is Boniface at midcourt. He runs it down. Delivers forecourt right to Quentin Williams at a very good first half for Tip. No one scored. First a minute, 20, third quarter. Near side, handled by Gingrich. Cross-court pass, telegraphed, intercepted by Gordon. Gordon goes all the way down, dunks it, but he was fouled en route. Ball out of bounds to Sydney. Andre Gordon with the intercept. A little bit like the pickoff against Trotwood, although against the Rams, he intercepted at side court. Had to make a tougher shot. Going toward the rim. Here he dunked it, but after the whistle, he was fouled. Sydney inbounds. Bowser timeline. Near side Hudgens back to Bowser straight on. Tip is very giving to Sydney behind the arc. Here's Gordon rising up, shooting the three-pointer. It hit the back rim, climbed up and over the backboard. Tip likes that. No rebound needed.
There's nobody scored here in the first about almost 2 minutes of the third quarter. Sydney is going to pick up full court now.
And given the fact no one has scored in the third quarter, that's a good thing for Tip. Here's a long heave down the floor. Tip over the top of the pressure. D. It's caught near the rim by Grisham. He lets Rogers fly by and lays it in. 27-26. Tip within one. Good awareness by Tip. Found the open man at the other end. 94 feet away. Grisham got the easy two-pointer. Here's Rotez Roberts. Right corner Hudgens. Hudgens three ball, hit the back iron, ricocheted. Quickly down the floor, Caden Smith, pull up Jay in the lane for Tip. No good off the heel, long rebound to Smith. 1 point game, Sydney leads. Skip pass, right corner Boniface, steps inside the arc, lets it fly, missed it hard, and the rebound ricochets away to Rotez Roberts of Sydney. We've had 2 points in 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Here in the third quarter, no look pass by Sydney, stolen by Tip. Down the floor, Boniface with a driving layup. Oh, Sydney got a little careless. A no look pass in the offensive half court. Tip broke it up. And away went the Red Devils the other direction. Lickety split. And Boniface got the beautiful driving layup with a man on his heels. And Tip's ahead by one, 28-27. 4:50 left to go, third quarter. Roberts high right, Devin Rogers foul line. He pivots, hops into the lane, left a five-footer short, got the rebound back, and made it, and he's fouled. Good persistence by Devin Rogers of Sydney. That's a big goal for the Yellow Jackets. First points, second half, and it took 3 minutes, 15 seconds to get him.
Well, when he gets the ball that close, you're in trouble.
Devin at the stripe, 29-28, Sydney back up one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a half dozen bounces. Ball is spun in Devin's hands, and he knocks in the free throw. Sydney has shot fouls in nice fashion here tonight. That's important. It's a tight game, 30-28 Sydney. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown up to Boniface, right wing Smith. Smith scoots it cross court to Williams. Williams enters the lane. Errant pass. Sidney nearly stole it. Smith picked it up to Boniface. Head of the key. How is Sidney aligned defensively, Chuck? Looks like a zone.
They're still playing that 2-3.
Yeah. Boniface enters the ball into the lane to Williams. Behind the arc to Smith. He goes to work on Bowser. Can't shoot. Back to Boniface. 35 feet away. 4:11 to go third quarter.
Now this pace kind of plays into Tip's hand a little bit.
Sure does. Straight on. It's Gingrich. Ball skipped to cross court on the play to Williams. Now to Boniface in among the trees below the foul line. Out back to the three-point shooter, Caden Smith. Look out. He's right on line. We're looking over his shoulder, and he knocks it in. It was a beauty.
It was perfect from the time it left his hand.
31-30, tipped in the lead by a point. 3:40 left to go third quarter. Bowser head of the key for Sidney. Near side Hudgens. Here's a cross-court skip pass. No one is home. It bounds harmlessly to the scorer's table. Head coach John Willoughby of Sidney needs a timeout desperately. Tip leads by one, 3:33 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Well, Sidney's best stretch in this game tonight was when the Jackets were down 15-11 late in the first quarter. They reeled off 12 in a row to go up 23-15. Other than that, what, 3 to 4 minutes? Tips outplayed Sidney.
Yeah, no doubt.
Here's a dribble drive down the lane by Wildermuth. He shot, puts an 8-footer toward the rim for Tip, airballs it. It goes out of bounds. Sidney did a nice job clogging up the lane. Poor shot selection by Tip. Sidney gets the ball down one. Andre Gordon, midcourt. What's Andre's scoring production so far, Chuck?
Still hadn't scored.
Still a zero for Andre Gordon. Inside pass by Gordon goes to Devin Rogers. Banked up a 5-footer. It rimmed out. Rebound by Tip. Forecourt right, Wildermuth. To Boniface on the arc. Guarded there by Rontez Roberts. High right, it is Caden Smith. Have to keep an eye on him. Down low on the right, it's fed to Grishup. Grishup traveled a little bit, no call, but then he whipped it out of bounds in the corner, and Sidney gets the ball after the turnover. 31-30 Tip. It's been a three-point third quarter for Sidney, 2:45 to go. Far left side. Ball fed by Sidney on the play to Hines. Sends it out back to Andre Gordon, who dribbles left, now right into the top of the key. Three-pointer near wing, Sidney, swish! Long bomb by Sidney's Hines off the bench. Let's see if that gives the Yellow Jackets a lift. Gordon was unselfish on that play, and Hines finished. Here's a teardrop in the lane, but Tip, 7-footer, Grishup bounced around, came off. Rebound was knocked away, out back to Boniface. 2-point lead, Sidney, mark it down. Hines drilled a three-pointer with 2:20 left in the third to give Sidney the lead, but two. Sidney was down 31-30 at the time. Shot fake Williams for Tip. Hines all over him. Out back left wing. Wow. Tip guns the three. Caden Smith is feeling it. Wow, it's on target. He's got three up. 34-33, Tip up one. Minute 46 left, third quarter. Andre Gordon midcourt, still scoreless. Picked up by Boniface. Left side Hines, another three. It sticks between the rim and the backboard. It was way short in flight. We could tell. Arrow favors Tip. Well, that was a good substitution by head coach John Willoughby of Sidney. Ryan Hines came on the floor and immediately
He pulled up and popped in a three ball.
And the one he just missed was the same exact spot on the floor. Yep. I have no problem with him putting that up.
No, I don't either. No one else for Sydney shooting very well from long range, so why not? Hines missed the second one to the six-foot junior, and Tips got the ball on the arc. It's Caden Smith. Shot fake, foul line. Ball rotated right back to Caden, lets it fly. Got it again from three-point land. Caden Smith is scorching the cords. He's on fire for Tip, which leads by four. A minute to go, third quarter. Hines, baseline left to Roberts, back to Hines. Hines on the dribble. Into the post to Devin Rogers. He's triple-teamed. Needs help on the baseline. Can't find anybody. Devin, spin move. He might have walked. Maybe 3 seconds. It's a turnover. One or the other. Take your pick. Tell you what, Chuck. Tip's got Sydney in trouble right now.
Well, and what tells you they're in trouble is when Rogers went off, he just kicked a chair up into the seats. That's frustration that you can't have. You just need to get yourself ready to go back out there and play.
Composure. Got to be composed in these close games. Here's Caden Smith driving down the lane all the way to the rack. Flips it back out to Boniface. Boniface to the three-point shooter straight on. It is no good off the back flange. Wildermuth nearly notched another one. That would have stretched the lead to seven. Sydney got the rebound. Bowser enters the lane all the way to the rim. Double team blocked on the play by Tip. Boniface comes out of there with it. Streaks down the left side. Alec Gordon nearly stole it. Here's a long cross-court pass caught by Smith. Smith dribbling against Conrad, who holds it. 13.4 to go, third quarter. 37-33 Tip.
I don't think Sydney's in trouble yet, but, boy, they're letting Tip City hang around.
We wondered in the pregame, would Sydney suffer a hangover after upsetting Trotwood 69-67 on Friday? Well, clearly Sydney not playing close to its best brand of basketball. Call it a hangover, what you want. Sydney not sharp. Tip out playing Sydney. Here's a loose ball, scattered floor. Tip picks it up. It's Noah Bledsoe, big 6'2 junior, wide body in off the bench. Tried the 7-footer in traffic, and he was walloped on the arm. He's got two free throws coming. The clock went all the way down to 1.1 left. The lefty Bledsoe rattles in the foul shot. Tip is up by five, 38-33. A horrific third quarter for Sydney. Second shot, Bledsoe got it again, all net. Sydney inbounds to Hines. Here's a one-handed heave. It goes out of bounds. Third quarter history. Sydney trailing by six. Upset in the making. Tip 39, Sydney 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Andre Gordon, Rottez Roberts, averaging in excess of 32 points between them. They combined for 37 against Trotwood. And what have they done in this game so far, Chad?
They haven't scored.
Wow. Tip's got the ball, or I should say Sydney opens up the fourth quarter with the ball. Here's Andre Gordon outside the arc on the left. He lets go a long two-pointer and makes it. That's a big boost for Sydney. Gordon's first bucket of the game, his initial points. And it took over three quarters. Here's Caden Smith on the loose for Tip. He blitzes around a couple Sydney players. He's hacked at the rim. Two free throws for Tip. Opening 23 seconds, fourth quarter, 39-35. Tip leads Sydney. Andre Gordon got off the zero line with a field goal, opening up play here in the fourth. What has Tip done
for Andre Gordon at the defensive end, Chuck.
Boniface is keeping him from receiving the basketball. He's just doing a great job. Andre is not catching the ball in a scoring spot on the floor.
5'10", Zach Boniface for Tip. Has done a superb defensive job. And Andre Gordon, one of two free throws for Tip. Good. No, both of them went in, right?
Made them both.
Oh, made them both. Here's Hines, deep three, left side, Sydney. Air ball. Weak side rebound over the shoulder on Sydney. Conrad trying to go through the back of a Tip player. No chance.
They need to start picking up farther down the floor and putting some pressure on them. They can't just let them keep walking up and down the floor.
Exactly. Here's Hines defending for Sydney at midcourt. Bounce pass right side of the floor to Williams for Tip. Looks for the cutter. Bledsoe can't find him. Cross-court pass to Boniface. 41-35 Tip. Here's Wildermuth. Here's Williams. Deep right corner. Fumbled the ball. Got it back in the lane. Reaching in. Alec Gordon. Gordon fought the ball loose but grabbed a little bit of the hand. Common foul, Sydney, and that is five on the Yellow Jackets. Tip is two from the 1-1. 7:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tip leads by six. Tip with its biggest lead, half dozen. Ball lobbed in, out, back, collected by Josh Wildermuth. On him, 30 feet away, Roberts. Ball fumbled, gotten back. Thrown to Bledsoe, high post. Left side, Boniface, 25 feet away. Straight on, thought about driving. Tip milking the clock a little bit now. Alec Gordon knocks the ball loose. Boniface picks it up all the way to the rim. It rolled in and out, no good. Boniface got the rebound. Missed the five-footer. It's pinballed all over the floor, and Rontez Roberts gathers it for Sydney. Well, Sydney survived that possession. The Tip's offense. Gordon fumbles the ball in the lane. He's out of control. Tip bailed him out with a hooking foul. Team foul three on Tip. 6:32 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-35 our score in favor of Tip.
Well, Tip didn't score that time down the floor, but that's been what we've been watching. They had three attempts at it, just out-hustling Sydney for every loose ball right now.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly right, Chuck. Ball inbounded to Roberts in the corner. Goes across the bottom of the key to Bowser. Bowser lowers the shoulder, missed the shot. Offensive foul anyway.
I think it was a little bit of an axe. Yep. When you drop your shoulder like that, they're going to call it every time.
It was an Oscar. It was sold by the defensive player. There was contact. That's going to be called a charge.
Most times.
Yep. Yep. Sydney in 10 minutes here in the second half. A measly 8 points. Tip on the dribble, 30 feet away with the ball. It's Ben Sauls. Sauls, a freshman, drives into the lane, leaves it behind him for Josh Wildermuth, a junior. Now to Quentin Williams, a senior. Williams and Boniface want to handle the ball most often, and Joel Visser, head coach for Tip, gets a timeout. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter, and Sydney's in trouble, down six, 41-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Yep, these Tip players left the huddle along with head coach Joel Visser, and they are displaying confidence. Tip is taking care of the ball quite well, getting good shots, milking the clock, making Sydney play defense for 20, 30 seconds. Tip's got the ball left corner. It's Caden Smith, and he coughed it up. That's a turnover, and Sydney's got to capitalize.
Well, Smith had a wide-open three, and I know they talked about what they wanted to run out of the timeout.
Right.
The way he's shooting it, man, I would let him shoot it every time he had that look.
Exactly. That may not have been the drawn-up play, but he was available and didn't take it. And then Tip gave it up to Sydney. Sydney's got to score here. Here's Conrad on the arc. Flashes to Gordon in the post. Spin move, eight-footer. Oh, my goodness. Hit every inch of the rim, and it trickled off out of bounds to Tip. Alec Gordon shooting in miserable luck. And Sydney thought the ball should have been given to the Yellow Jackets, and I think Alec Gordon was
he
slapped.
He just got teed up.
Yes, Alec Gordon gets the tee, and he said something he should not have. He missed the shot. Believe
the
ball.
He just got thrown out of the game.
Yeah. Alec Gordon with language issues. Nailed once with a technical, and then on another tee is told to leave. And Alec missed the shot in the paint, and two or three Sydney players, including Alec, thought that the ball went off tip last. It was awarded to tip. Alec spouted off, got the technical, spouted off again. He's gone.
There'll be four free throws, and then Tip City basketball.
Wow. And you talk about a game changer. It's already a six-point spread. It could be 10 in the ball. Free throw, Caden Smith, good. He's got three more coming.
Well, we saw the loss of composure on this chair that got kicked up into the seats, and we saw it big time right there.
Caden Smith, good again, all net. Wow, he's putting on a clinic. He's had a terrific game here tonight for Jim. Third free throw, dead center.
It's hard to shoot free throws with nobody else on the line down there with you, but he's not having any trouble at all.
Yep, none of these touching the rim until the last one. It hit the front rim backboard and fell through. Three swishes and then a crier that bounced around. Tip will take him, and the lead is 10. 45-35, Sydney is in hot water. Here's Boniface getting the inbounds pass, dribbles through the top of the key, hands to Smith 30 feet out. Smith, dribble drive, left it for a teammate, shaken loose by Sydney in the corner. It is reeled in, though, by Smith. Somehow Tip got it back. On the arc, it's Wildermuth. Now to Caden Smith, foul line extended left. Hand off to teammate Quentin Williams. 18 fouls on Sydney. Tip shoots the 1-on-1 and two more. They've got the bonus. Here's a moving screen 20 feet away. That's a big foul on Tip. Gives the ball back to Sydney.
I didn't see that, and that's the official that called both technicals, so I think that might have been a, hey, let me give you one back now.
We have played 11 minutes here in the second half, and Sydney has produced 8 points. Over the timeline, Andre Gordon. Gordon's got one bucket in the game. Here's a long three-pointer by Andre, way off to the left. It was crooked. Loose ball, rebound, left corner, tug of war for it. It's called a jump, and Tip gets the arrow. Chuck, Sydney simply not playing with any inspiration here tonight.
No, I mean, they're playing more with anger than right now they need to start playing with a real sense of purpose.
A one-game lead over Trotwood in the American Conference of the GWAC, and it may be flittered away here tonight. Tip gets a fine baseline feed, setting it up with Caden Smith. He delivered to Adam Grisham. He got the gimme down inside Sydney's defense. The lead is 12. Ball thrown baseline left to Roberts from Conrad. Two men on his back. Common foul on Tip. Red Devils can afford to give away a few. It's only the fifth now. 47-35. Tip 4:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Bowser inbounding below the rim. Deep right corner three by Conrad. Not close. Weak side rebound. Bowser up strong. Blew the gimme. Another rebound. Sydney. It's hard. And Tip's got it. And here's Conrad. Hit the floor. Right into the scorer's table. Conrad hit us here at the scorer's table. May have knocked us off the air. I'm not sure. Are we still on?
Sure. Why would we?
We are on. Wow. Chase Conrad went in head first. Tip wound up getting the ball, then threw it away. Then a three-pointer down to her left by Bowser. Yes! Isaiah Bowser with a triple. And Sydney's within nine after all that. As I almost had Chase Conrad right in my lap.
Well, I took a table leg. I took a kid to the back earlier, a table leg to the knee. I don't think I got this banged up when I used to play.
I think my cartilage is aching again. 3:55 to go in the game. Sydney behind by nine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, seconds ago, Chase Conrad for Sydney went plunging right into our table here at Media Row, midcourt at tip. And that effort by Chase eventually caused some turmoil. Tip coughed up the basketball at that point, leading by 12. And then Sydney got a big, long three-pointer, Chuck, by whom?
Bowser.
Isaiah Bowser drained a three. Tip had the ball, a chance to go up 14 or 15. Sydney got the three to cut it to nine. Here's pressure by Sydney. Here's a near steal. It is stolen far side, but Conrad is ruled out of bounds, though. Sydney overplaying the ball now at every chance. We're down to 3:45 to go.
Well, those long passes look open, but when you got to float them like that to throw over top, they're not.
Here is Tip's Caden Smith in backcourt. Dribbles up the head against Bowser. Isaiah's had a fantastic game. High dribble by Wilder, but nearly palmed it. Gave it up to Caden Smith. I think he's over and back.
Yep. He was not.
Ooh.
I'm looking right down the line. His foot did not step over.
I would agree with you. His foot was an inch or two where it should have been. Now, the ball up above his body may have been in backcourt.
Does not matter.
No, that is not how you make that call. It's position of the feet. Sydney got a break. Yellow Jackets need to capitalize. Only 3:20 left in the game. Hudgens, foul line, Conrad down the lane. Handoff on the arc to Bowser. Straightaway Hudgens loops up a three ball. Bingo! Two straight threes. One by Bowser, one by Hudgens. 47-41 tip. 3:05 to go in the game. Dribbling Caden Smith down the lane. All the way to the rack. Oh, what a miraculous shot. A miraculous shot. He pulled a Houdini. Caden Smith split two Sydney defenders, went all the way to the rim, and shoveled it toward the iron from his shoelaces.
He's got 22.
Wow, he got the bank. It hit the glass way high on the board, came down, hit the rim twice. Kurt Plunkett fell in. Huge goal for Tip, which is back up by 8, 49-41. Ball inbounded by Sydney. Andre Gordon's got it. Dribbles up the right side. Outside the arc on the right to Roberts. Deep right corner, Bowser. Back to Roberts. Straight on Hudgens. Hudgens picked up by Smith. Sydney's offense stagnant at the moment. Coming out to catch is Rogers. Bullet pass, right corner, Bowser. Jumping, shooting, airballing. Into the lap of, guess who? Caden Smith of Tip. 49-41 Tip. 2:24 to go in the game. Boniface dribbles through the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Feeds it out back to a teammate as Tip wants to milk the clock. Two more fouls. They'll shoot the double bonus. Here's Caden Smith. A great drive. Deals to a teammate. Layup is in. What a feed. Three men for Sydney went after Caden Smith. He found Grishup, and it's a 10-point game again. On top is Hudgens. Hudgens lets it fly for Sydney. No good. Off the heel. Long rebound to Tip, which has held its own on the glass tonight. A minute 50 to go. I said a while back that Sydney was in trouble. Now they're in serious, serious trouble. Fighting for the ball at midcourt. Bowser, or no, it's Andre Gordon, nearly steals from Caden Smith. It's on the deck. Smith gets a hand on it and calls it timeout. Heads up play. Minute 41 to go. Sydney down 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Sydney Yellow Jackets upset Trotwood last Friday in a victory. victory heard around the state. And right now, Sydney in deep, hot water. This could be a Sydney defeat heard around the state. Tip, though, misses a short shot in the lane. Here's a quick three, other end, Andre Gordon. Line drive, swish! And just like that, no, it's ruled a two. Was he on the straddling the line, apparently?
I guess I need to get my eraser out.
I thought it was a triple. It's a deuce. A minute 29 left. Tell you what, Chuck, Tip forced the issue there, up 10. Red Devils thought they had a pretty good shot. It was hurried. It was a drive to the basket. Head coach Joel Visser would like to have that possession back, I think.
Well, he would, but he also would like to have Caden Smith shooting the basketball, and that's who shot it.
Yes.
So hard to say anything bad about that kid tonight.
Yeah, Smith misfired from shallow range.
That's a tough driving down the lane straight on. That's a tough shot.
Yep. Momentum was carrying him hard toward the rim, and he backed off on it and left it short. Andre Gordon whistled in the two to make it 51-43. Here's Boniface down the floor for Tip. Minute 21 to go in the game. Out back to Caden Smith. He stumbled, gives it up to Boniface. Boniface wheels around Conrad, who gives him the knee. Boniface shoots the 1-1. And it's simply going to boil down now to free throws from Tip the rest of the way.
Well, they're 8 for 8 so far. But 6 of those were Smith, so...
At the line for Tip is Zach Boniface, 5'10", senior. One dribble, arches it up and in. Tip still perfect at the strike for this game, including the 4 in a row that Smith made on technicals.
Yeah, that technical was a crusher.
Uh-huh.
Double technical.
Yep.
And Gordon can't play in the next game then.
I think you're right, yep. Minute 17 to go. Next shot by Boniface of Tip. It is rattling, in and out, and back in.
That's the night it's been for both teams.
Exactly. Wow, that was a crier. Looked like it was out, trickled back in. Here's a long three by Sydney. It's Jace Conrad, 25-footer, way off the mark. Rebound Tip, a minute left. Long heave down the floor in the lane. It's Grishup. Grishup lost the ball. It's on the deck. Tip gets a timeout, though. 1 minute even left. Sydney still behind by 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Sydney Yellow Jackets had a 3-point lead over Tip at the half, but have scored only 16 points in 15 minutes here in the second half. Tip's got the ball, up 10. Here's a drive of Caden Smith. He goes by two Sydney players, pell-mell to the rim, missed it, no good. Rebound Sydney, 49 seconds left, behind by 10. Here's Gordon, pass low on the left for Bowser, double team, knocked out of bounds by Caden Smith. He's been everywhere for Tip.
The only thing I've seen him do wrong is miss that layup. That
right.
Time.
Bowser, left corner, Gordon. He's double-teamed for Sydney. Defensive foul, Smith.
And there.
And that's a 1-1.
Yep, that was a silly foul.
Uh-huh. DeAndre Gordon didn't even have his shoulders squared up to the rim. He was not in shooting position, was dribbling 24, 25 feet from the basket. Had two men on him, including Smith, who shouldered him. But Andre Gordon is short on the free throw. He pulled the string. It fell off the flange after hitting the front rim. Tip gets the rebound up to Wildermuth at midcourt. And a couple Sydney players, Rodgers and Andre, put the squeeze on him. And it's two foul shots for Tip with 31.5 to go. And it's going to take more than a miracle now for Sydney to force overtime.
Oh, it's way past a miracle. Boy, you talk about a tale of two games. I mean, at Trotwood, they were on the top of the world, and tonight this is going to be a really bad bus ride home.
Free throw, Josh Wildermuth of Tip is good. Tip has missed no free throws?
None.
Wow. Second free throw, Wildermuth of Tip on the way in again. And head coach Joel Visser of Tip couldn't have written the script any better. Very few turnovers. Tip's held its own on the boards. Has shot free throws perfectly. And has Sydney down to 12, 19 seconds left. Sydney throws the ball around. Hines has it. He explodes into the lane. He's toppled. He goes down hard. Two free throws for Hines. 55 to 43. Tip leads Sydney by 12. A dismal 16-point second half for Sydney. Free throw by Hines of Sydney on the way. No good. Sydney got off to a pretty good start in this game, shooting fouls thanks to Isaiah Bowser.
Yeah, and they've only made one since.
Downhill since that point in time. Hines hits the second one, 55 to 44 Tip. People are going to think this score is a misprint when they see it or hear about it.
I think it is, and I saw the game.
That's a good point. Deep in the right corner, Tip's got the ball with 8 seconds left. Ball lobbed midcourt to Wildermuth against Hines. We're down to three to go. Sydney backs off. Tip dribbles. It's over. It's over. A colossal upset here tonight at Tip. Second half, Tip thoroughly outplayed Sydney. Held the Yellow Jackets to 17 points in 16 minutes. Tip overcomes a three-point halftime deficit, 27-24, to whip Sydney tonight easily in the second half by 11, 55-44. We'll wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
But, Chuck, when you don't come to play, you get whipped. And
that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
I mean, Sydney came out, and I think they felt like I did. They didn't really – all they had to do is show up. They're going to win the game. And what happened was Tip City out-hustled them for four quarters.
And Sydney had a miserable second half. Didn't play really well in the first half. Had a nice stretch late first quarter, early second, when Sydney notched – a string of, I think, 12 points in a row. Sydney went from 15-11 down to 23-15 up. Tip cut into that advantage that Sydney had before the half ended. It was a three-point game at intermission, 27-24 in favor of Sydney. And then in the second half of this game, 31 points for Tip and a robust 17 for Sydney.
Well, now, Sydney out-rebounded Trotwood on Friday night. Okay. They got out-rebounded tonight 26-22, and they only turned Tip City over 11 times, only four times in the second half when you really felt like they were going to have to turn up the pressure. And they did a wonderful job on Andre Gordon.
Wow.
And Roberts never did score. Gordon had four, and those were real forces to get those.
Wow. What a turn of events here tonight at Tip after Sydney's win over Trotwood on Friday. As Sydney goes down to defeat at the hands of Tip, Sydney now 13-4 on the year, saddled with a big loss in the GWAC North. It's a GWAC American setback for Sydney, now 10-1 in conference play, and Trotwood could win out, tie Sydney for the championship in the GWAC American. Sydney controlled its own destiny. You win out, and you win by a game, at least, over Trotwood. But now Sydney has squandered that breathing room away.
Well, I mean, I looked at the rest of their schedule and went, okay, that's 19-3 if they show up. And unfortunately, that's just not how it works.
You didn't show up tonight.
I did. I got hit twice.
And don't forget now, veterans and surviving spouses in Shelby County, get connected to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Again, veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission at 937-498-7282. I'd like to remind you that Adams Tech Solutions in and near McCartyville provides high-tech computer solutions such as remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And now the specialty advertising side of Adam Rice's business, known as TOSSUM, T-O-S-S-U-M, offers promotional items for every occasion. Shirts, banners, mugs, pens, work uniforms, over 200,000 items that can be customized by Adam Rice. Email him at Adam, A-D-A-M, at TOSSUM, T-O-S-S-U-M.com. Phone Adam about your computer service needs or specialty advertising needs. Call at 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Chuck, a look at numbers. Not a whole lot of good ones to talk about for Sydney. Isaiah Bowser, really about the only young man who came to play. And
what?
Isaiah Hudgens made two or three three-pointers?
Three threes. I mean, Bowser had 15 and Hudgens had 9, and that was it. Then it drops all the way down to 4 for anybody else in the game. And on the other side, I know he doesn't get one because it's too far away, but we have an honorary Clancy's Award winner tonight in Caden Smith. That kid was the difference. He was unstoppable for Tip City tonight. But on the other side, Isaiah Bowser thought he had a pretty good game, and he is the Clancy's player of the game for the Yellow Jackets.
Caden Smith, a junior, in fact, this club has several underclassmen. Boniface and Williams are seniors, but Smith, Gingrich, Wildermuth, all juniors. Freshman Ben Sauls played some tonight. So it's a Tip team that will return some very good players next year. And it's a Tip team that in this year, 2016-17, defeated Sydney here at Tip tonight. Final score once again, Chuck, was 55-44.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. But it simply boils down to desire and getting ready mentally and psychologically to play. And I talked with a number of people this afternoon. Would Sydney have a hangover after the Trotwood game? And you and I batted that back and forth before coming on the air for the webcast, and certainly Sydney suffered a big-time hangover.
Well, they did, but I think a lot of it came from just the Tip City handled the pressure.
Yep.
They had about 8 shots blocked in the first half. I don't remember them getting a shot blocked in the second half. But they did, none of that ever fazed them. They just continued to play and do what they talked about doing. And John has got this is going to be a tough practice tomorrow. Uh-huh. He's going to take the kids out there, and they're going to have to play their next game without Alec Gordon, who was thrown out of the game tonight. And they got to regroup, and they got to realize that when adversity hits you in a basketball game, you got two ways to go, and that is to play harder or to lose your composure. And unfortunately, that's what a couple of them did tonight for Sydney.
And you're right, Chuck. Sydney played very poorly, with the exception of Bowser and Hudgens. And Tip played a remarkably good game. And to piggyback your point, you're right. Tip did not get rattled at all throughout this game. For 32 minutes, Tip never got shook, never did get shaken.
They turned it over only four times in the second half when Sydney picked up the defensive pressure.
Right.
And, you know, and Coach Willoughby, I mean, he pushed the buttons. But tonight, unfortunately, there was no juice.
So many thanks to our underwriting sponsors here tonight, including Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years ago a night a week, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, a big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Hello to you folks. You came on board last March. We are so thankful. A lot of gratitude to Doug Borcher, CEO at Superior Aluminum, and Ken Francis at the Francis Schulze Company. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus specialty advertising items offered by Adams Tech Solutions. That side of the business is known as TOSSUM, T-O-S-S-U-M, T-O-S-S-U-M. Shirts, banners, mugs, pens, work uniforms, you name it. Call Adam Rice, 937-538-6948. Chuck, looking forward to Friday night, Shelby County League, big game for Fairlawn if the Fairlawn Jets want to stay in the hunt for a Shelby County League championship and improve its seeding in the boys' Division IV sectional at Piqua. Fairlawn Jets need to win. Clearly a loss would knock Fairlawn out of a chance to win the league and would drop Fairlawn probably to no better than a third spot in terms of seeding in the Piqua Boys sectional. Big contest on Friday night at Fairlawn for the Fairlawn Jets.
Well, and they can't, they got to come out and understand that, okay, Jackson's having kind of a down year for Jackson Center, but they're incredibly well coached. They've got Brady Wildermuth, and those two things right there should scare you a little bit.
And then on Saturday afternoon, we've got a huge game on the girls' side in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie's at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie beat Jackson for the Lady Tigers' only league setback earlier on back in Fort Loramie. That's a rematch, huge game. Jackson Center is clinging to a one-game lead in the loss column over both Fort Loramie and Rushi. Jackson Center up by a game, and we've got the Fort Loramie-Jackson Center girls' clash Saturday afternoon, 2:10 webcast time on Saturday. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, it was a case of more than dropping your guard here tonight. The Sydney just flat out was not ready to play, not inspired at all.
They got out hustled after almost every loose ball on the floor. They got out rebounded by a team that should never out rebound them. But give Tip credit.
Yes.
My goodness,
yep.
They really, really had a good game plan. They executed it. They played really, really well.
And a very special performance by 6'1 junior Caden Smith of Tip tonight as he floated home 22 points, including 6 of 6 free throw shooting in that fourth quarter. Tip didn't miss a foul shot the entire game.
I told him that he was walking by, and I said, hey, we don't give it to you because you're too far away from Sydney, but you got an honorary Clancy's tonight.
Rhett Gish is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodbye from here at Tip. We'll see you again Friday night at 7:40 from Fairlawn. Our final score here this evening from Tip City High School. Tip upset Sydney, 55-44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.